least latest faculty is to ensure that the judiciary in Nigeria is truly independent and free from political influence. And this is against the background of some recent events where the Minister of the ICT, Mr. Wike, confiscated some land from Julius Blanca PLC and allegedly gave it to the judiciary as a way, according to him, it needs to build houses for the judiciary. But this action is not in itself new. Governors across several states in Nigeria also do this. And this is clearly a way to influence the judiciary. And that is why we've written to the president and the box stops at this table. So to direct Wike and other governors to stop this practice. Mr. Wike is a minister. It is very important at this time, in view of the nature of our democracy and recent events, that the president needs to step up and ensure that the principle of separation of powers is a reality and not just a constitutional framework in the book.
Let's back up a little bit. This allegation, can you prove that Mr. Wike is really involved in this?
It's public knowledge that Mr. Wike, it's a public function. He said it himself during the groundbreaking ceremony that he took the land from Julius Blanca PLC, but that is not really the main issue, and that he intends to use it to build houses for members of the Court of Appeal and the Federal High Court judges in Abuja. It's public knowledge that he said that. The Chief Justice of Nigeria was also at that event. And so what we see is as usurping the powers of the National Judicial Council, we by the provisions of the Constitution, has the powers to also implement both the recurrent and capital expenditure of the judiciary. And this, of course, the reason is not far-fetched. To ensure the autonomy of the judiciary in line with the principle of separation of power.
If this allegation is true, what are you requesting the Tinubu government to do?
The president has the powers as the head of the executive to stop the case. Mr. Wike works for the president. He's the minister in his cabinet. He has the powers to direct him to stop these kind of actions. And he also has that power to protect the constitution, which clearly provides for independence of the judiciary to direct governors from doing the kind of things they do, which is buying houses and cars for the judiciary under the guise of catering to the welfare of the judiciary. The president has got powers. He has the mandate to protect the constitution and to stop an infringement of the provisions of the constitution. And that is what we expect the president to do. And if he does not do this, because we might be compelled to go to court to compel the president to obey the constitution and particularly to stop Mr. Wike and other governors from doing things that affects the integrity and the autonomy and the independence of the judiciary.